This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وَلَمَّا جَاءَ عِيسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ قَالَ قَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَلِأُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ.
On the top. Is it okay? Okay, can we go? All right. So we had a muted microphone, but it's okay because we can continue. We were talking about kalla. Kalla inna kitab al-fujjari lafi sijjin. Kalla is a word of rebuke, right? You say to somebody when you want to say to them that it's not like you think. What you think is wrong. And it's not like that at all. Kalla. It's not like that. So what is it that they thought that Allah says to them, kalla? Kind of nearly. They thought they won't be judged. They thought they won't be resurrected, right? أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. كَلَّا. يعني كَلَّا, what they thought that they will not be resurrected. In fact, what will happen, not only will they be resurrected, but Kitab al-Fujjar will be Afisijin. Okay, here we said there are two different opinions, or we can say three, but really there's two. One is that Sijin is a name of a place. And the other one is that Sijjin is the name of a book. If it's the name of a place, then how do we understand this ayah? Kalla inna kitab al-abara, inna kitab al-fujjari lafi sijjin. Wama adraka ma sijjin kitabun marqum. If it's a place, then here it means that the Allah has decreed that the evildoers will be in a place called Sijjin. So there is no book here. The word kitab here is talking about the qadr and the qada of Allah that Allah has decreed for them. Kutibu fi Sijjin. They have been decreed to be the people who are going to be in Sijjin. And Sijjin is from a sijin or a sejin, which is a place which is extremely constricted, like a prison. And really you get two meanings from it. You get the meaning that they are imprisoned and the meaning that they are low, like in a low place. So they're in a low prison. A prison which is deep, you know, asfal asafilin, in the lowest of the low, imprisoned in the fire. So then if they are imprisoned in a place called Sijjin, and it's not the name of a book, And that was the opinion of Ibn Kathir, it was the opinion of Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, and many of the early generations who said that Sijjin is not a book, Sijjin is the place where they will be imprisoned. It's the place where they will be imprisoned. So then what is the meaning of Kitabun Marqum? Meaning Kitab here, meaning a decree of Allah, which is Marqum. Hatman, it is gonna happen and it can never be changed. In other words, those people have been decreed to be inside of Sijjin and there is no chance for them to get out. Marqum. It has been written against them and they will never escape it. This is one opinion. So which is this opinion? That Sijjin is the place where they will be imprisoned. And the meaning of Kitabun Marqum is that it is the decree of Allah that is established. It will never be changed. Kitabun Marqum. The second opinion is that Sijjin is the name of a book. Kalla inna kitab al-fujjari lafi Sijjin. That it's the name of the book. And in this book is written the name of the names of the disbelievers or their deeds or both. There is a third opinion. So first of all, for the second opinion, Kitabun Marqum, Kitab here is an explanation of Sijjin. Sijjin is Kitabun Marqum. It is a book that has been written, mastur, and it has been written line by line. It's a book that has been written line by line. Kitabun Marqum. There is a third opinion, which is that Sijjin is the name of the place, and what lives in that place is not the person, but the book itself. So that Sijjin is the place, not the book. But Sijjin is the place where the book is found. Kalla inna kitab al-fujjar, al-kitab fi Sijjin. The book itself is in a place called Sijjin. In any case, one of the things we take from this, which I personally think is very important to mention, is we take from this how serious this matter is and how severe it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it as marqum. It's already been written, it's already been established. And that this place is a place which is a sijin, it's a prison. SubhanAllah, it's something that a person, for these people to believe that they will never be resurrected, and to believe that there's nothing going to happen to them, and then the reality is that they're going to be in Sijjin. Either they're going to be in a book which is in the lowest place and the worst place that can be, or they themselves are going to be in that place. Ibn Kathir, he mentions that there are two meanings around the word Sijjin. One is the meaning of imprisonment, being in a prison. And the other is being low, in a place which is very low down. And he quoted two ayat. One, ثُمَّ رَدَدَنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. Then we sent him back to the lowest of the low. And the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah Al-Furqan, وَإِذَا أُلْقُوا مِنْهَا مَكَانًا ضَيِّقًا مُقَرَّنِينَ دَعَوْا هُنَالِكَ ثُبُورًا. When they are cast into a place which is narrow, it's like a prison, and they are low, in that place they are imprisoned in that place, they will call upon themselves thubura, and they will call for their own destruction. This same difference is also present in the next, in the ayahs which follow, that regarding al-abrar, inna kitab al-abrar lafi illiyin. The same difference of opinion is there. Is illiyun a place, or is it the name of a book, or is it the place where the book, is it the place where the book resides? But I think whichever of these opinions is correct, you will understand the meaning from it. You'll take the meaning from it. That this is something which is going to happen to those people who don't believe that they're going to be resurrected. Then Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سِجِّينَ كِتَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Wail, we already explained it in the beginning of the surah, right? So we said that Ibn Kathir, he says about wail, that wail is a dua against them for al-halak, to destruction. Ibn Kathir, he says it's al-halak. Ibn Jarir, he says that it is a valley, wadin fi jahannam. It's a valley in jahannam. So either it's a valley in jahannam, or it's a meaning of destruction, that they will be destroyed, and it's a dua against them. Woe, like some of the people say, woe, waylun yawma idhin lil mukathibin, on that day for those people who are al mukathibin, those people who deny. Those people who deny. I who deny the resurrection. الَّذِينَ يُكَذِّبُونَ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ. The question could come, what is it that they deny? وَيْلُ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. That destruction on that day will be for the people who deny. What is it that they deny? الَّذِينَ يُكَذِّبُونَ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ. Those people who deny the day of recompense. They deny that you will be resurrected. They deny that there will be a resurrection. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَمَا يُكَذِّبُ بِهِ إِلَّا كُلُّ مُعْتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ. The only one who denies it is every mu'tad and every athim. Mu'tad is someone who goes beyond the boundary. Tajawaz al-had, goes beyond the boundary. This is the one who is mu'tad. And the one who is athim is the one who is kathir al-atham or kathir al-ithm, who has a lot of sins, does a lot of wrong things. This is really important because in the surah, Allah Azza wa Jal tells us the effect of constant and continuous disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is something that, from going on to talk about the people who don't believe in the resurrection, who are the people who don't believe in the resurrection? They are the people who have crossed all of the boundaries and the people who have committed all kinds of disobedience. This is important because later on, when we talk about the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ, that their hearts will be sealed or their hearts will be covered because of what they used to earn. It's covered because of the sins and disobedience that they did. So a person can disobey Allah so much that it reaches the point where their heart becomes covered or their heart becomes sealed, and then they don't believe in Allah and they don't believe in the resurrection at all because of the amount of sins and disobedience they did to Allah, towards Allah. So it's really, it tells you how serious it is to disobey Allah. Because the people who disbelieve in the resurrection, وَمَا يُكَذِّبُ بِهِ إِلَّا كُلُّ مُعْتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ. Everyone who transgresses all of the limits, and everyone who is athim, lots of sins. إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. When our ayat are recited to this person, they say, أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. أَسَاطِير, the ustura or istara, it refers to the stories that are not true, made up stories. Asatir are made up stories. So when the ayat of Allah are recited, what do those people say? They say, Asatirul Awwaleen. These are the made up stories of the ancient people. These are the made up stories of the people before. And really, that's something that is still true until today. If you talk to people who are atheists, they don't believe in God, they don't believe in religion, what do they say? أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. You people are following the made-up stories of the people before. The things they made up before, you're following the same made-up stories of the people before. كلا بل ران على قلوبهم ما كانوا يكسبون. كلا. كلا means it's not like they think. What's not like they think? Like they think there will be no resurrection, and like they think that these ayat are the stories of the people that were made up. كلا. It's not like they think. بل. Rather, ران على قلوبهم. Rather, their hearts have, either they call it ar-rain or ar-ran, on them. And this here, the meaning of this rana ala qulubihim, their hearts have this ran upon it. Ma kanu yaksibun, because of what they used to earn. This is explained by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And generally we have a rule in tafsir, which is when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains something, we don't look after that at anybody else's opinion. After that tafsir, we don't look at what did someone say, what did this person think. In the hadith narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi, from the hadith and al-Nasa'i and Ibn Majah, from the hadith of Abi Hurairah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا أَذْنَبَ ذَنْبًا كَانَتْ نُكْتَةٌ سَوْدَاءُ فِي قَلْبِهِ. If a person commits a sin, a black dot is placed on their heart. فَإِن تَابَ مِنْهَا سُقِلَ قَلْبُ. If the person repents, their heart will be cleaned, cleansed. وَإِن زَادَ زَادَتْ. And if they keep on sinning, another one and another one will keep on being putting on. فَذَلِكَ قَوْلُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. This is the meaning of the statement of Allah. No, rather their hearts have this ran upon it, this cover upon it, because of what they used to do. So the Prophet ﷺ explained what the meaning of this is. I will look in the translation. Sometimes we look in the translation to see if the translation is any better than the way I explained it. A stain that covers the heart, they translate it as, which is okay. It's not a bad translation. A stain that covers the heart, a dot that covers the heart. Each one of these dots that comes, when a person repents to Allah, that dot is removed, it's cleaned, the heart is clean. And if the person keeps on doing it, or doesn't repent, or doesn't turn back, the dots will get more and more and more and more and more, until the heart will be covered and stained. كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. At this point, it's really interesting to think about the situations of the heart. The different situations of a person's heart. So let's see how many of them we can think of together in the class. Different situations of your heart. I'll start with one. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. The person who comes to Allah with a sound heart. A qalb which is salim. A heart which is sound. It's free of all of those marks. It's free of covers. It's free of locks. It's a clean heart. A sound heart. What other types of heart are mentioned in the Quran? Okay, so the qalb which is khashi', the heart which is submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Good. So we have a submissive heart. We have a submissive heart. Good. So the heart, this is like, would we say hardness of the heart? Something like this, it comes under qaswatul qalb. Even in the same ayah, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنْ الْحَقِّ. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions the people whose hearts became hard, the people who طَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. They became hard. So there is the hard that is qasi. It's hard, yeah? Hard heart. There's the heart that's sick, right? الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٍ. The people who have a sickness in their heart. There's the sick heart. Generally, sickness in the heart, what does it generally refer to in the Qur'an? Most of the ayat that talk about sickness, in fact, every single ayah in the Qur'an that talks about sickness in the heart, except one, refers to a certain group of people. Who is all the ayat about sickness in the heart, except one? Who do they refer to? Getting closer, but no. The munafiqeen. Every single ayah that came about الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٍ refers to the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, the people who show Islam on the outside but don't believe in Islam on the inside. Okay. Except one. And that is the ayah about the ayah in Surah Al-Ahzab regarding the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anhun, and the way that they spoke, فَلَا اِخْضَعْنَا بِالْقَوْلِ. They should not speak softly. So the person who has in their heart, فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٍ, a person who has desire or like sins in their heart. Otherwise, the word marad in all of the ayat of the Quran, the heart that is sick is the munafiq. Okay, what else? So you have the heart that is covered. You have the heart that is sealed. خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ. So the people who Allah sealed their hearts. So you have the heart that is sealed. And you have even worse than the heart that is sealed. Which is the one that is even worse than the heart that is sealed? So this is the one that is stamped. The khatam, this is the one that is sealed. Worse than that. They say the worst one is the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. The one that is locked. Ibn al-Qayyim discusses it in detail, the different situations of the heart and what each one means. But generally, your heart starts as being pure, right? You don't start with a sinful heart. You keep getting these dots written on your heart until it becomes covered. كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. If you continue, then it becomes sealed. So many dots, there is no more clean space on your heart. Your heart has got marks all over it, there is no more space. Then it becomes sealed. khatam Allah. Allah seals their hearts. Then if it continues to the point where the sealed heart and the person continues in that vein, eventually the heart will be locked. And the heart that is locked will not be opened. أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Or is it that there are locks placed upon the heart? Ibn al-Qayyim discusses this in some detail. But there's a question. Is it possible for the heart of the believer to become covered? And I'm not talking about like a person who commits a lot of sins or major sins. Someone who is in the highest place of iman. Is it possible for their heart to become covered? Some of them mentioned the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِنَّهُ لَيُغَانُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِي وَإِنِّي لَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ فِي الْيَوْمِ مِئَةَ مَرَّةِ. That my heart becomes... Yughan here, it doesn't mean covered like the heart of the sinner, but it becomes like, you know, like the slightest of covers. And I ask Allah's forgiveness 100 times a day. So it is possible that the heart of the believer, you feel that it's just, something is there. Something is not quite right. It's not quite as clean as it should be. A person asks Allah's forgiveness. A person finds the effects of just generally living in this world, you know, the effect of it on their heart, and they feel something. But the cover that is, or this light cover that is placed over the heart of the believer, which is an indication that you need to make istighfar, this is not like the ran or the rain that is put over the heart of these people. كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. كَلَّا إِنَّهُمْ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ. Rather, these people will be veiled from their Lord on that day. And this is a very, very serious ayah that tells us that those people who Allah is talking about, from those people who didn't believe in the resurrection, and those people who they said that this is the stories, made up stories from the people before, that these people will not see Allah on the day of resurrection. They will be covered. There will be a veil between them and between Allah. So Allah is going to punish them with two things, and Allah is going to reward the believer with two things. Allah is going to punish them with the punishments of the day of resurrection, and Allah will punish them by the fact that they will not be able to see Him. They will not be able to see Him. And this has an evidence also for it in Surah Taha. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Whoever turns away from my remembrance will have a very difficult life. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. And we will raise him on the day of resurrection blind. قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. My Lord, why did you resurrect me blind when I used to be able to see? قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. On this day, you were given my ayat before and you didn't pay attention to it. And you forgot about it. And today you're going to be forgotten. So this person is prevented from the blessings of Allah because of how they used to be in the dunya, how they used to be in this life. The opposite is the believer. The believer gets two things. First of all, they get the blessings of Yawm al-Qiyamah, generally, and the blessings of paradise and the blessings of glad tidings and so on. And they will look upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will look upon Allah azza wa jal. كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. كَلَّا إِنَّهُمْ عَلْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ. On that day they will be veiled from Allah. Al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah ta'ala, he used this ayah as a proof the believers will see Allah on the day of resurrection. Because the ayah tells us the disbelievers will not, so by default the believers will. But we have evidence clearer than that. وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ. Faces on that day will be bright looking at their Lord. Faces on that day will be bright looking at their Lord. And even in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ. They will be sitting on their thrones and they will be looking, يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ, looking at their Lord. So we said that mahjubun, it means they will not be able to see Allah. Yawm al-Qiyamah. They will not be able to see Allah. Ibn Jarir, he took it to be wider than that. He said they will not be able to see Allah. But the word mahjub here, it means in every sense. Mahjub from seeing him, mahjub from benefiting anything, mahjub from his blessings, that they will just be completely, there will be a barrier between them and between everything good. So Ibn Kathir, he took it just in the statement of looking at Allah. And these two, they are not different opinions really. The two are very close together because both of them believe the same thing in the end. But does the ayah only refer to veiled looking at Allah or means veiled from everything? Ibn Jarir, he went upon the general statement that a statement in the Quran which is general should be taken in its most general way. In other words, if a statement is made without saying إِنَّهُمْ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ مِنْ رُؤْيَتِهِ or something like that, if it doesn't mention the exact thing, you should take it in every sense of the word. ثُمَّ إِنَّهُمْ لَصَالُوا الْجَحِيمِ. Then these people will go into the fire. So not only will they be resurrected, not only will their names be put into Sijjin or their souls will be put into Sijjin, not only will they be given the punishments of the day of resurrection, and not only, it means to reach Jahannam, and it means also to burn, to reach and to burn. The meaning is both of those two things. ثُمَّ إِنَّهُمْ لَصَالُ الْجَحِيمِ ثُمَّ يُقَالُ هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ. This is what you used to deny. And look at how we came all the way to the end of this topic about the people who disbelieve in the resurrection. What's the end result? The end result is they are in Jahannam, in the fire, and then it is said to them what? هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ. This is exactly the thing that you people said in the beginning will never happen. This is the thing that you said, أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. These are the made up stories of the people who came before. So this is the contrast between the situation of the person who disbelieves in the resurrection, and now Allah will tell us about the situation of the believer. What's going to happen to the believer? What's going to happen to the believer? So we had this contrast in the Quran all the time between one people and another people. It's very, very common in the style of the Quran always that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the two contrasts, will give you targhibun wa tarhib, the fear and also the hope. So okay, now we went through the situation of those people. But I wanted to highlight something here. I wanted to highlight how this all started with what? With sins, disobedience, right? So a person shouldn't take sins lightly. There is a hadith regarding إِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحَقِّرَاتِ الذُّنُوبِ. Keep away from or be careful of the sins that people don't think are very important. The ayah, the surah started with al-mutaffifin, the people who cheat people a bit on the, you know, they put a bit too much, a bit less, they take a bit too much money. And the end situation of those people, ثُمَّ إِنَّهُمْ لَصَالُوا الْجَحِيمِ. They were burning in the fire. So the situation, wallah, is not like a person should not take sins lightly, that this is just a sin and just a disobedience. كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ. Their hearts are going to get one and then another and then another and then another dot until maybe it gets sealed, until maybe the person doesn't believe anymore because of the disobedience that they had and the things that they did. So this is also something to bear in mind in this surah. Then Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, كَلَّا إِنَّ كِتَابَ الْأَبَرَارِ لَفِي عِلِّيِّينَ. And the same thing we said about Sijjin is the same thing we're going to say now. That either Illiyun is the name of the book, or either Illiyun is the place, and it's either the place of the people or the place of the book. And Illiyun indicates that they're going to be in a place which is high. And that's why Ibn Kathir, he said, he is sama'u sabi'ah, the seventh heaven. So contrast now, where is the book of the people who are wicked? In Sijjin. Where is Sijjin? In the lowest, fil ard sabi'ah, in the lowest part of the earth. Where is Illiyin or Illiyun? In the highest place in the heavens. كلا إن كتاب الأبرار لفي عليين. Others said, عند سدرة المنتهى, the highest place of paradise. سدرة المنتهى is the tree which is the last place, the highest place in paradise. I.e., they said that is where the book resides with the name of the people of paradise. وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ مَا عِلِّيُّونَ. What will make you know what عِلِّيُّون is? So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes the importance of it. كِتَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ. Again, the same thing. Either it is a decree that has been written, or it is a book whose lines have been written. And the end result is the same. But a person might say, if it is already written, كِتَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ, the people who are going to be in عِلِّيِّينَ and the people who are going to be in سِجِّينَ, so what's the point of doing any good deeds then? Surely if a person is going to be from the people of عِلِّيِّينَ, then they're going to be. And if a person is going to be from the people of سِجِّينَ, they're going to be. كِتَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ. It's already decided and done. The answer to that is the answer the Prophet ﷺ gave. Act, do your good deeds, because everyone will be made easy what they were created for. And I'll put it a different way. Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those people who strive for us, we will guide them. In other words, if you work hard, and you try hard and you try to be sincere, Allah will guide you to make you from those people. And if you turn away and say, this is what has been written for me, then ultimately that is what is written for you. That will be what is written for you. Everyone will find it easy to do what they were created for. So if you find yourself in that situation, you don't say that I'm not going to work hard. That's the opposite. That's the opposite of what you should do. Instead, you say, I need to work hard. Because if I don't work hard, Allah is not going to make it easy for me to be with those people or to be like those people. And then you remember something else, that you need Allah's help. You can't be from the people who are in Illiyin unless Allah helps you. And you can't avoid being from the people in Sijjin unless Allah helps you. Kalla. إِنَّ كِتَابَ الْأَبَرَارِ لَفِي عِلِّيِّينَ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا عِلِّيُّونَ كِتَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ يَشْهَدُوهُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. it is witnessed by al-muqarrabun. يَشْهَدُهُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. Ibn Kathir, he said, وَهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ قَالَهُ قَتَادَ. And Al-Awfi narrated from Ibn Abbas, he said, يَشْهَدُهُ مِنْ كُلِّ سَمَاءٍ مُقَرِّبُوهَا. This narration is weak from Ibn Abbas, but it is that all of the people in each, all of the angels in each heaven will bear witness to it. In the hadith of Al-Bara ibn Azib, write my slave to be in Iliyin, and write my slave to be in Sijjin, depending on the person who is and what is written for them. إِنَّ كِتَابَ الْأَبَرَارِ لَفِي إِلِّيِّينَ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا عِلِّيُّونَ كِتَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ يَشْهَدُهُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ إِنَّ الْأَبَرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٌ. Now Allah Azza wa Jal tells us what will happen to the righteous people. They're people of Abarar, by the way. What is Al-Birr? Al-Birr, when it comes on its own, covers every single good deed and keeping away from every kind of sin. That's the meaning of Al-Birr, when it comes on its own. When it comes with taqwa, then Al-Birr means doing good deeds and taqwa means keeping away from sins. Does that make sense? When those two words come on their own, they cover the other, each one covers the other one. But when they come together in the same sentence, one of them means to do good and one of them means to keep away from evil. So the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Cooperate with birr, meaning doing good, and taqwa, keeping away from evil. But here, Al-Abrar is mentioned on its own. It's not mentioned Al-Abrar wal-Muttaqeen. So Al-Abrar here covers both. The people who were Abrar, they were righteous, they were people who did good and kept away from bad. Lafi Na'im, they are in a situation of blessings. They are in a situation of blessings. But that's not the only thing they are in. Because we said the disbelievers had two punishments, right? They had the punishments and they had what? That they're veiled, they can't see Allah. As for the believers, they have two things. They have the blessings and they have عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ. They will sit reclining on their araik. They will be reclining on their couches or something like that. ينظرون, and they will be looking. على الأرائك ينظرون. They will be looking. So here, what is the meaning of that they will be looking? Ibn Kathir, he mentions two meanings here. He says they will be looking at what Allah gave them from goodness and virtue and bounties that's never going to end and never going to fade. Or they will be looking at Allah. They will be looking at Allah. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ. And they'll be looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah said, وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ نَضْرَةَ النَّعِيمِ. Nadra is brightness on the face. Nadra means brightness on the face. So you will see on their faces the brightness of these blessings. And Allah said, وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاضِرَةٌ. Faces on that day will be bright. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, نَضَّرَ اللَّهُ إِمْرَأً سَمِعَ مَقَالَتِي. May Allah brighten the face of the person who hears what I say, what I said, then memorizes it, and internalizes it, and transmits it as they memorized it. So this idea of an-nadra is brightness on the face, nadratan na'im. I.e. Ibn Kathir says, if you look at them, then their faces have the brightness of these blessings, the happiness and so on, from what they have been given by Allah Azza wa Jal on that day. And then Allah Azza wa Jal goes on to tell us about some of the things that they have been, some of the things that they have been given on that day. And inshaAllah ta'ala, we'll cover this in the next and what will be the last class on Surah Al-Mutaffifin, which will be next week inshaAllah, that we will talk more about what Allah Azza wa Jal told us about those blessings. And then Allah tells us about how those people used to be in the dunya. How did those people used to be in the worldly life? And how did those people who didn't believe in the resurrection used to be? And that they used to be laughing and they used to make fun of the people who believed. And they used to ridicule them. And yet on the day of resurrection, who is laughing? Then on those days, the people who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it makes you realize the reality of this world and what's important in this world. And also, like we said, you realize the severity of sins. Don't take sins to be too small. And maybe somebody starts with a small thing, and maybe they end up with a big thing. And also, from the things that is really important to mention here are the rights of the people. Because the rights of the people are very dangerous, Allah. Very, very dangerous. The things that come under the rights of the people. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. The people's rights. The rights of Allah, if it is a matter of making a partner with Allah, then Allah doesn't forgive you, make a partner with Him. But anything less than that, Allah forgives for whoever He wants. But the rights of the people, what's the problem? When it comes to the rights of the people, you're not dependent on Allah's forgiveness. You're dependent upon that person to forgive you. And that's a big problem. Because Allah is Rahman and Rahim. Allah is all merciful and the bestower of mercy. But Abdullah and Muhammad and Fatima and Maryam is not Rahman Rahim. So this is a big problem, Allah, this issue of the rights of people. When you go against somebody's rights, you make a very difficult situation for yourself, because you're no longer dependent upon only the mercy of Allah. Now you depend upon Allah's mercy, and you also need that person to forgive you as well. So take care when it comes to the rights of people. And then also you remember that whatever your situation is like in this world, that doesn't mean that's how your situation is going to be on the day of resurrection. Those people had money, they were happy, they were with their families, they were enjoying themselves. Look where they ended up yawm al-qiyamah. ثُمَّ إِنَّهُمْ لَصَالُ الْجَحِيمِ. And some people who were going through difficulties and hardships, where did they end up? عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ. Reclining upon their couches, looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So your situation in this world doesn't reflect what your situation is going to be like yawm al-qiyamah, except the deeds that you do, the good deeds you do, or the bad things that you do. That's what matters, not what situation you're going through in this world at this moment in time. So I think that's a good place to stop. If we go for too long, inshallah, we take it in chunks, inshallah. And inshallah, we'll continue and we'll finish the surah, inshallah, next week. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. And we'll continue on through to surah, what's after al-infitar? Al-infitar? Or al-inshiqaq? Did we not do? Yeah, we did al-inshiqaq, al-infitar. Inshallah, that will be afterwards. Does anyone have any questions?
The people in Jannah, are they all going to be able to see Allah?
All of them will see Allah. Every single one of them will see Allah. But there's a difference as to how often they will see Allah. some of them, the scholars, they said, the people who are in Al-Firdaus Al-A'la, the highest place of paradise, will see Allah twice a day, in the morning and the evening. And the people who are in the rest of Jannah, they will see Allah on a Friday, every Jumu'ah. And when they see Allah, they will forget all of the blessings they had. They'll forget everything they had in Jannah. So every single one of them will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a very good question. Someone who you did something to them, and now they've died. So you can't, how do you make it right with them? So there's two situations. One situation is that the thing between you and them was a financial right. Like, for example, there was some money you owed to them or whatever. So this, it can be given to the people who inherited from them. And also sadaqah can be given on their behalf until a person feels like they made up for it. If it's something that you said about them, like example, backbiting or slandering or some bad words, you have to try to make up for that by saying good about them in the place where you said not good things. And likewise, then you can give sadaqah on their behalf and make dua for them until you think that you have paid them back. If it's something else, other than those two things, generally speaking, the only thing you can do is make dua for them until you think that you have done the best that you've done what you can do, and give sadaqah on their behalf, whatever you can do, until you feel like you made up for that thing. The same thing when someone is absent, right? You don't know where that person's gone. They left you and you lost contact with them. That's all you can do, give sadaqah on their behalf, make dua for them. If you mention them in a bad way, mention them in a good way. That's all you can do. And you can only ask Allah to inspire them to forgive you. But the situation is very difficult when it's down to a person. When it's between you and Allah, it's not as difficult. If you didn't make a partner with Allah, Allah is most forgiving. But when it comes to a person, you have to hope that person forgives you. It's a very difficult situation. That's why you have to be very careful about people's rights. Did that answer a question? Do we have any questions from online? No? Yes, Harbin.
Those who commit too many sins, you said that it will be like those on the hearts.
Yeah.
So what about those who don't come to perform Jummah? The house will be like stamps on their house. I mean the Muslims.
So what's mentioned is that the one who doesn't come to three Jumu'at without a reason, the one who misses three without a reason, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seals their heart. That's mentioned.
Yeah, but you said that.
I said sealing the heart is worse than the dots, huh?
You said there will be a thin cover on the house of the Muslims.
That thin cover we're talking about is just from a person's daily life, and like not from something really bad they did, like a major sin, just from their, daily experiences. You feel your heart is not as close as it should be, you feel it's a little bit distant. So you make istighfar and your heart comes back again. Does that make sense? The two difference between them. One is talking about the minor sins, and one is talking about the major sins. The major sins, they can lead to the heart being sealed, right? Like the three Jumu'at that is mentioned, three Jumu'ah in a row that is mentioned, without the reason. Well, SubhanAllah, that's one of the things that is, because that's different from the one who is making some small mistakes during the day and they just feel like my heart just feels like it's not where it should be, so I ask Allah to forgive me and then it comes back again. But for both of them, they can be cured. Both of those hearts can be cured by tawbah. Because we have the hadith, man taba taba Allahu alayhi, or kama qal, that whoever makes tawbah, Allah accepts his tawbah. That's it. That's whatever you've done, whatever you are, wherever your heart is. Even the munafiq who has shown, like inside their heart, they don't believe in Islam at all and they're just pretending, wallah, even that person, if they repent, Allah will accept it from them. Everybody, man taba taba Allahu alayhi, whoever makes tawbah, Allah will accept it from them. Allah knows best. Okay.
The tawbah, what you do knowingly, you know that you know in your heart as a Muslim, ever in certain time I can make tawbah, Allah, as they said in the Quran, anybody makes tawbah, Allah will accept your tawbah. And then you know what you're doing is sin in your heart. You know that is sin. And then you persist and you did it. You say, I will make tawbah later on. How does that work?
So a person who is doing something and they know it's wrong, yeah, and they're saying, I'm going to make tawbah later on. The problem is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah An-Nisa about the person who does this, that there's no tawbah for that person who does these things until death comes to one of them and he says, Inni tubtu al-an. Now I'm going to make tawbah. You know, death has come to him and he says, now I'm going to make tawbah. So this person, they left it too late. And that's the danger. The person says, I'll make tawbah. But maybe they will not ever make tawbah. Maybe the time will never come. And that's different from the person who tries to repent, but then still does something, and then tries to repent and still does something, and tries to repent and still does something. That one is different because he's trying to get rid of it each time, but just keeps falling back into it. But it's different from the person who says, you know, inshallah, I'm going to, you know, two years, 10 years, I'm going to go to Hajj, inshallah, next year. Maybe that person will never, ever reach that place where they will make tawbah. They'll never reach it. So it should be something more like, you should not be like planning that I'm going to make tawbah after a week or after a day. You make it straight away and you try your best. And even if you fall into it again, you still try your best again. And you have, from this we can take the benefit of kathratul istighfar, lots of istighfar, lots of saying astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. The hadith. There is a hadith about the person who. The hadith is Adnaba Abdi Dhanban. My servant committed a sin. And then this person, he says, Astaghfirullah. He says, oh Allah, forgive me. And Allah says, Inna Abdi Adnaba Dhanban. My servant has committed a sin. And he knows, يَعْلَمُ أَنَّ لَهُ رَبٌّ. He knows he has a Lord. يَغْفِرُ الذَّنْبُ وَيَأْخُذُ بِالذَّنْبُ. He forgives sins and he punishes people for sins. And then Allah says to him in the end of him, he keeps making istighfar and Allah says, اِعْمَلْ مَا شِئْتْ فَقَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكَ. Do whatever you want for I've forgiven you. Because that person is trying every time they made something wrong and they say, astaghfirullah, you know, And Allah says, my servant knows that I forgive, and my servant knows that I punish. And he forgives him. And then the person does it again. And then he forgives him. And then the person does it again. And he forgives him until the person meets Allah, and Allah forgives him for it. Because each time he's trying not to do it again. Different from the person who says, next year, 2 years' time, 3 years' time, when I go to Hajj, might never ever reach. Okay. That's what Allah Azza wa Jalla made easy for me to mention. Allah knows best. Wassalatu wassalam ala abina Muhammad.